I'm going to catch another dolly.
Jessie Gann and her dad are catching a fish. It's their fourth Dolly Varden this afternoon.
I got him.
All right, you got him.
They're out on the ice at Mosquito Lake, about 30 miles out the highway from Haines.
Oh, I'm a wiggling. Look it. I got another.
They're here for the third annual Kids Ice Fishing Day.
Kids are learning that fish live under the ice.
Richard Chapel is the area biologist for the Sport Fish Division of Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
You know, we just see a big blank white landscape around us, but there's living animals underneath the ice, and they live here all year round.
The Ice Fishing Day is a partnership with the Haines Library and the American Bald Eagle Foundation. It's a coordinated effort to make sure that children who live here understand and have access to the natural resources around them. Kids are learning the difference between the two fish they can hope to catch today, Dolly Varden char and cutthroat trout. Chapel is also teaching young anglers the regulations and why they're important.
Because Dolly Varden are very abundant fish. You find them everywhere throughout the Chilkat drainage. And they're, the bag limit on those is 10 a day per license holder. And there's no size limit on those. But the cutthroat trout are a rarer fish. And the bag limit is only 2 a day. And they have to be between 14 and 22 inches long to be able to keep them. Otherwise, you have to let them go.
Fish and Game provided rods and lures. The rods are short because they just have to dip into a hole. Chapel says, in a pinch, a stick with a line wrapped around it will also work. Live bait isn't allowed at the lake, so they're using brightly colored lures called jigs.
Basically a hook with a weight clamped on it and a little rubber coat with a fringe of neon yellow rubber at the back. So I guess it just looks like a little wiggling water animal.
Getting to the fish is tricky, though. Today, the ice is 2.5 feet thick, so the group brought out a power auger to make holes. Otherwise, getting a hole in the thick ice can be a barrier to ice fishing. Edie Granger lives at Mosquito Lake, but that's why she's never taken her granddaughters ice fishing before.
It's really nice to have that motor-powered auger, so we just haven't, this is one thing on the lake we haven't done yet. So it's really great that Rich and Fish and Game come out and do this for the kids.
Sure. You want to grab a plate and a bun?
Does that work?
Haines Library Education Director Yolanta Ryan drove a vanload of kids out to the lake. There are about 50 participants on the ice. Ryan sets up a table with hot dogs, cocoa, and s'mores. Fish are just one part of the ecosystem out at Mosquito Lake.
Once we figure out what we're looking at, I want everybody to be just a little bit quiet. Just
Josh Senko is the program coordinator at the American Bald Eagle Foundation. He takes a group of kids on a nature walk to learn about the ecology of the area.
Around, wildlife is everywhere, and it's really cool to see the way that they're interacting with each other.
He shows the group evidence of an otter fishing spot, a break in the ice, a slope for sliding into the water, and a patch of scat.
Like, we're fishing, there's other things that are out here that are fishing, and animals kind of do the same things that we do sometimes, just in different ways.
After his talk, the kids disperse back to the fishing holes, their colorful parkas like confetti on the snow-covered lake. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple